Yuraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Lamin Aleph from Abayz. We're holding on the top of Lamin Aleph from Abayz, four lines from the top. So we mentioned that for the first tefillah of the day on Yom Kippur, so they bring the Kohen Gadol to the mikvah that was located on the top of the Shaar HaMayim. Now at this point, the gates of the Azara were already open, Klal Yisrael was there, and so they took a linen sheet, and they put it up so that no one would see the Kohen Gadol when he was going into the mikvah. And the pashtus of the sheet was for the purposes of tznius, which is how it's what it says in Amitz Koyach. In Amitz Koyach it says Olav Pirshu Masach Butz Lahatznia, that they had the sheet over there for tznius purposes. Now says the Gemara, Maishna Shabutz. Why did they dafka use a linen sheet? Why dafka linen? So says the Gemara, Kada Amrav Kahana Kadesh Yakir Shavidas Ayoyim Bebigde Butz. Just like Rav Kahana said elsewhere, by the second tefillah of the day, we'll see over there Rav Kahana says that the reason why they used the linen sheet when the Kohen Gadol was changing out of his Big Day Zav and into the Big Day Lavan, they used a linen sheet, so you should remember, as a hacker, they should remember that the Avedis HaYoyim was the Big Day Boots, was with the Arba, the Big Day Lavan. So, Achanami Shiyakish Avedis HaYoyim, the Big Day Boots. By this tefillah also, they dafka used the linen sheet, by the first tefillah, so as a hacker, that the Kohen Gadol should remember that the Avedis HaYoyim is done with the Big Day Lavan, with the Big Day Boots. Now the Kasha Tosis brings up is that, so why did Rav Kahana say this about the second tefillah? He should say it right away by the first tefillah. It says by the first tefillah and by the second tefillah that they used the linen sheet. So right away by the first tefillah, Rav Kahana should have said this teretz, that the reason why it was a linen sheet was to remember that the Avedis HaYoyim was Bebig Dei Butz. Why did Rav Kahana wait until the second tefillah to say this pshat? So Tosis says, because by the second tefillah, you could have thought that it was unnecessary. What was he doing? He was coming, he was going to the mikvah to change out of his Big Day Zav in order to put on the Big Day Lavan. So you don't need a hacker over there. By the first tefillah where he's putting on the Big Day Zav, so we want to remind him that this is just for now that he's putting on the Big Day Zav. We'll see soon for the Karban Tamid of the Shel Shachar, he wore the Big Day Zav. So we want to remind him that in general, but that the Avodas HaYoyim later in the day is going to be done with the Big Day Boots. So that's fine. It was obvious why we have to have Big Day Boots, which is why Rav Kahana didn't feel it was necessary to explain by the first tefillah why they used the linen sheet. By the second tefillah, where he was Hagufa, he was coming to change out of the Big Day Zav, to put on the Big Day Lavan, and you would think, there, we don't need it. That was Rav Kahana's Chiddush. That by the second tefillah also, the reason why they used the linen sheet was to remember that the Avodas HaYoyim is the Big Day Boots. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. So now we're going to go through the process of this tefillah. So says the Mishnah, Pashat, he would take off his Big Day Chol. He took off his Big Day Chol. Actually, in Atta Kenanta, it says that he first inspected himself for a chatzitza. First, he inspected himself for a chatzitza. Maybe it's interesting. He inspected himself for a chatzitza before he took off his Big Day Chol. It's mashma a little bit that where he was inspecting was only by his hair, not his body. Because otherwise he should have taken off his Big Day Chol, and then it should say that he inspects himself for a chatzitza. But in Atta Kenanta it says he first inspects himself for a chatzitza, then he's pashad, he takes off his Big Day Chol, he's yarad v'taval, he goes into the mikvah, into this mikvah that was on top of Shaar HaMayim. Allah, he comes out of the mikvah v'nistabig, and he dries himself off. So now from the Mishnah you could understand v'nistabig, that the Mishnah is just telling us ma'isa shaya kachaya, that that's just what happened, that he would come out of the mikvah and then he would dry himself off. However, in the Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim Halacha Aleph, so over there the lashon of the Rambam is ila u'mistabig. That's mashat, it's like a tzivoy, a chiv, that's what he does. He has to come out and dry himself off. That it's part of the chiyuvim of the days that he has to dry himself. So the Mishnah Lamelech learns over there in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim that it's a chiyuv for him to dry himself off, and he explains, because if not, then the water is going to be a chatzitza between himself and the begadim that he puts on. So therefore, either way, it sounds like from the Rambam that there's a chiyuv actually to dry himself. So he comes out, he dries himself. Heviu loy Big Day Zav, then they bring him the Big Day Zav. So it's interesting, they bring him, so it sounds like there was Shamashim, maybe other Kehanim that were doing things for him. We'll see also soon that when they brought him, it says that they bring him the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar. We'll see throughout the Aveda that there's always these they that are doing things for him. So I saw a couple Mahalchim and why it is that there was the shamashim that were doing everything for the Kohen Gadol. In the Sefer Vizayis Yehuda, which is from Rabbi Yehuda Ayesh, so in his Pirush on the Seder Avodah, so he writes that the reason why they had all these shamashim over there was pashut outs covered for the Kohen Gadol. Stam outs covered for the Kohen Gadol. So let's say over now, in our discussion, so they had some people that were waiting there with the big days off, as soon as he came out of the mikvah, that would hand it to him. So it was pashut outs covered for the Kohen Gadol. So Rav Yosef Berdugo, who's one of the Chachmei Morocco from about 200 years ago, 250 years ago, and Machon Avat Shalom actually just put out his Pirush on Seder HaAvodah this past year, and over there he writes that the reason why they will see that they keep doing things for the Kohen Gadol is in order to rush the process. You know, all of Klal Yisrael's kapar is talui in the Kohen Gadol, so everyone's waiting anxiously for the Kohen Gadol to perform the Avodah, so they don't want everyone to have to wait, even a rega. So everything was done for the Kohen Gadol to make it happen as fast as possible in order to bring the kapara for Klal Yisrael. And then the Ayvitz in his sefer on the Mishnah, so he really says it later on in the Mishnah, but he says that the reason why they kept doing things for the Kohen Gadol was pashut al tzchol shel the Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Gadol was fasting, he was doing a lot of work, so we didn't want him to have to overly exert himself, so therefore they kept bringing him things. So whichever mahalach you want to go with, so they brought him the big days of. So it's also interesting to point out that Smashma, he wasn't wearing the big day zav until now, right? It sounds like now is when he's putting on the big day zav. He takes off the big day chol and he's putting on the big day zav. So the Ramban and the Melchames over here, he brings a raya from this Mishnah that al karchach, that the Kohen Gadol was not the one who had to do the Trumas Hadeshen in the morning. Because if the Kohen Gadol was the one who did the Trumas Hadeshen by Chatzos, so then he was ready wearing the big day zav. He had to put them on to perform the Trumas Hadeshen. So why was he now only putting on the big days up for the first time? You know, maybe he has to go to the mikvah in order to go to the mikvah five times throughout the day. So it should say that he takes off the big days of and he puts it back on. What's hevu loy big days of? It's mashmah that now he's putting them on for the first time. So says the Ramban, you see from here that the Kohen Gadol is not the one who has to perform the Trumas Hadeshen by Chatzos on Leil Yom Kippur. That's kosher to be done by any kohen. However, Rav Liashev in his Haaretz over here, he brings the Ramban, and he says, no, it could be that really the Kohen Gadol has to do the Trumas Hadeshen, but that happened many hours ago, that happened at Chatzos. So he does the Trumas Hadeshen, and he wants to go back to his Lishka, he goes back to the Lishka Sparhedrin, and so he takes off the Big Day Kahuna, and he puts on his regular Big Day Chol again. So now he goes to the Mikvah, he takes off the Big Day Chol, and he puts on the Big Day Zav, but there's no Raya from here, and it really could be like the Rishayim who say that really the Kohen Gadol is the one who's responsible to perform Trumas Hadeshen. Either way, so says the Mishnah Vayter. So again, so he takes off his big day chol, he goes to the mikvah, comes out, dries himself, they bring him his big days of, v'lavash, he puts them on, v'kidesh yada v'raglav, he washes his hands and feet. Rashi says that he washes his hands and feet from the kiyur. So it's the Achrenim point out that we'll see later on in the Gemara that really on Yom Kippur it says that for the covet of the Kohen Gadol, so he actually washed himself from a special golden kli. So why does Rashi say that he washed himself from the kiyur? So it could be that the pshat is that Rashi says from the kiyur because really they filled up the kli, the golden kli, from the kiyur. So Rashi is just telling you the source of where the water came from. So that's what it means that they filled that. When Rashi says that the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim happened from the kiyur, of course it means through now using the special golden kli, but the water originated from the kiyur. The Siach Yitzchak says that no, it could be that this Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim was different, because being that this Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim was for the Karban Tamid, so being that it was for the Karban Tamid, and the Karban Tamid, which is something which happened all year round, so they dafka did this Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim like regularly, like from the Kiyur, because they didn't want the Kohen Gadol to think that now if he uses a golden kli, that he's going to start thinking that that's how he's supposed to do it all year round. So therefore, dafka by this Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, as opposed to the rest of them, as we'll see later, those were all done from the special golden kli, but this Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, which was for the Karban Tamid, so that the Kohen Gadol did like regular from the Kiyur. Could be al derech the Siach Yitzchak, you could just say that a different reason, that the reason why this one was not done from the golden kli is because even though this was part of the Avodas Yom Kippur, but it could be since it's for the Karban Tamei, which is something that happened all year round, it's not specific to the Avodas Yom Kippur, it's on Yom Kippur, but it's not really specific to the Avodas Yom Kippur, this is part of the regular everyday Avoda. So therefore this one wasn't special in that sense, that Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim was done from the golden kli, and this Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, it could be, was done from the Kiyur itself, but the rest of them, even Rashi would agree, is from the golden kli. Says the Mishnah Vayter. So he does Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Then Heviu La'yasa Tamid. So this is where the Ayvetz writes it, that the reason why they brought him the Karban Tamid, they brought it to him from the Lishkas HaTlaim. Here the Ayvetz says, Alts the Chol Shod Kayin Gadol. So anyway, so Heviu La'yasa Tamid. So they brought him the Karban Tamid from the Lishkas HaTlaim. And then Kratzai, the Kayin Gadol did the first cut into the Karban Tamid. He did the bare minimum for the shechita. He did rive of the simanim. He shechted the rive of the simanim, and then umerik acher shechita al yadai. And then someone else went ahead and finished the shechita for him, as we'll see soon. In order to free the Kohen Gadol, that he should be able to do the kabbalah, because all the avodas have to be done through the Kohen Gadol. So we need him to do shechita, kabbalah, ilacha, zrika. So in order for him to be able to do the shechita and the kabbalah, so he starts off the shechita. He does the bare minimum for what's halachically now considered shechita. He cuts raiv of the simanim, and then someone else finishes the shechita and gets the dam to come out while the Kohen Gadol is going to go ahead and do the kabbalah. So who's this achir that does the that finishes off the shechita? So Rashi says v'gamar kayin acher shechita, that it's another kayin that does it. That it's dafka kayin that finishes the shechita. The Miri as well writes that's a kayin acher. And the shaila is that why is it dafka kayin? L'chayra shechita is ksher bizar. So why can't even a zar do the shechita? So Rav Liashev and his Arz over here, he brings that even finishing off the shechita is still considered a malacha when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos v'Yomtiv. It's considered a malacha. So now when it comes to a zar, even though it's true that shechita ksher bizar, says Rav Liashev based on the Rashi Nivamas, that even though shechita is ksher bizar, a zar is not allowed to perform shechita on Shabbos and Yomtiv. And the reason is because when it comes to other kohanim, so Shabbos and Yomtiv is already hutra when it comes to Avaida. A kain's allowed to perform Avaida on Shabbos and Yontif. So therefore, being that anyways, Shabbos and Yontif is Hutra to the kain in order to perform Avaida, so therefore they're also allowed to perform Shechita. But when it comes to a Zar, since a Zar, he has to keep Shabbos, doesn't have a Heter for Avaida. So when it comes to Shabbos and Yontif. So therefore, when it comes to Shabbos and Yontif, a Zar is not allowed to perform Shechita ever on Shabbos and Yontif. Even though Shechita is Ksher Bazar, a Zar is never allowed to be Sheikhin on Shabbos and Yontif. That's what Rav Liashev writes based on Rashi Nivam. So therefore, says Rav Liashev, who had the Yom Kippur. So therefore, when it comes to finishing off the shechita, that's why Rashi, that's why the Meiri say dafka another kain had to finish the shechita, and not a zar, because a zar is not allowed to finish off the shechita. A zar is not allowed to do any shechita on Shabbos and Yontif. The kasha that I saw, maybe from the Chazon Ish, is that when it comes to Yom Kippur, l'chayre, every other kain is no different than a zar, because being that all the vayda has to be done with the kain gadol, so every even the regular kain is like a zar, because he doesn't have a heter to do avaida on Yom Kippur, to be mechal Yom Kippur to do avaida. So, and as much as if you're going to tell me that a zar is not allowed to do the avaida because in general on Shabbos and Yontif, because there's no heter to do avaida on Shabbos and Yontif for a zar, so then Yom Kippur there shouldn't be a heter for even another kain to perform the rest of the shechita, because Yom Kippur doesn't have a heter to perform avaida, because only the kain gadol does avaida. It's a kasha. And it says the Mishnah Vayter. So again, another kain then finishes off the shechita. Kibul as adam, the kain gadol then is mekabel the dam in the klisharis, and he does halacha to the mizbech, luzrakai, and he sprinkles it onto the mizbech, shtein chein arba, on the northeastern and southwestern corner of the mizbech. And then nichnas lahakdir kutayre shel shachar. And then while the other kohanim deal with skinning the animal, the karban tamid, and cutting it up to eventually bring the evarim onto the mizbeach, while they're busy with that, the kohen gadol himself goes to be makdir the kutayre shel shachar inside of the heichal, ulahetiv es haneiros, and to clean out and to set up the neiros, ulahakriv es haroish ves haevarim. Then the kohen gadol goes back and he brings the roish and the evarim of the karban tamid onto the Mizbeach, onto the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, V'Chavitin, V'Sayayin, and the Karba Mincha, the Minchas Chavitin, V'Sayayin, and the wine that gets poured onto the Mizbeach, with the Karba Tamid. So he goes back out and he does all those things. Says the Mishnah, once we mentioned the Ketairis, so says the Mishnah, Ketairis Shal Shachar, he said, Kreva Beidam Leivarim. That you should know, like we just said, that the Ketairis Shal Shachar, that happens between the Dam, between the Zrikas Adam of the Karban Tamid and the Haktaras Eivarim of the Karban Tamid. Like we just said, Shal Bein Harbayim, when it comes to the Ketairis Shal Bein Harbayim, which we'll learn about later, so that happens Bein Eivarim and Nesachim. That happens between the Haktaras Eivarim of the Karban Tamid and the Nesachim of the Karban Tamid. Says the Mishnah, "Am I a Kohen Gadol Zakenai Estinis?" If the Kohen Gadol is very old, or Stam, he's young, but he's very sensitive, and so the mikvah is too cold for him. So mechamin lechamin. So they actually heat him up some hot water from Erev Yom Kippur. The Erev Yom Kippur, they heat him up some hot water or something hot, and then matil l'teichat zainin, and then on Yom Kippur they put it into the cold water. Kadesh tafik zinasan, in order that it should heat off, I guess, the chill of the mikvah. Not that it's mamish going to heat up the mikvah, but at least don't make it that it doesn't have that same chill. Says the Gemara, Amru Rabban and Kamed Rapapa, how do like Rabbi Meir? The Rabban said in front of Rapapa that our Mishnah is clear, not like Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah only mentions one Kiddush Yedayim Veraglayim. It says that he took off his Big Day Chol, he went to the Mikvah, and then when he came out, he put on the Big Day Zav, and he did Kiddush Yedayim Veraglayim. Now we're going to learn later that there's a Machlekes Rameir and the Chachamim regarding the Seder of Kiddush Yedayim Veraglayim by the rest of the Tefillahs. Let's say by the second Tefillah. So he takes off his Big Day Zav. So the Chachamim say that he does a Kiddush Yedayim Veraglayim before he takes off the Big Day Zav, because that Kiddush Yedayim Veraglayim is clearly for taking off the Big Day Zav. So he does the Kiddush Yedayim Veraglayim, then he takes off the Big Day Zav. He goes to the mikvah, he puts on his Big Day Lavan, and then he does another Kiddush Yedayim Veraglayim. So the way the Gemara is going to assume the Pshat and the Chachamim is that one Kiddush Yedayim Veraglayim is for taking off the first set of clothing, and then the second Kiddush Yedayim Veraglayim is for putting on the new clothing. Now Rabbi Meir says that no, he first takes off the Big Day Zav, then he does a Kiddush Yedayim Veraglayim, goes to the mikvah, then he puts on the new clothing, and he does another Kiddush Yedayim Veraglayim. So from and the Gemara is going to, we'll see soon, is assuming now that the Pshat in Rabbi Meir is that both Kiddush Yedayim Veraglayim were done for the Levisha. They're both Dinim and the Levisha. Just one is done before he does the Levisha, and one is done after he does the Levisha. So one's done before the Levisha, before he even goes to the Mikvah. Then he goes to the Mikvah, then he puts on the new clothing, and then he does another Kiddush Yedayim Veraglayim. So the Gemara right now is assuming that the Pshat and the Chachamim is that one Kiddush Yedayim Veraglayim is for taking off clothing, and the second one is for putting on, and if you're a mayor, they're both for putting on. So says the Gemara, Amru Rabban and Kameh Rav Papa, that had like Rabbi Meir, that our Mishnah seems to be not like Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir, Kevin the Amr Trey Kiddusha Alavisha Avaluhu, since Rabbi Meir holds that both Kiddusha Yedayim Veraglayim are done for the Levisha, so the Hachinami Lavit Trey Kiddusha Alavisha. So here too also, being that he's putting on the Big Days of, you should have to do Kiddusha Yedayim Veraglayim two times. One when he takes off his Big Day Chol, and then one after he puts on the Big Days of. Bishlam Alafila Chachamim, that one's for taking off and one's for putting on. So over here, being that he took off Big Day Chol, so that doesn't get a Kiddush Yedayim Veraglayim. It's only when he then puts on the Big Day Kahuna, the Big Day Zav, that's when he does a Kiddush Yedayim Veraglayim. But being that the taking off wasn't done with Big Day Kahuna, it doesn't require a Kiddush Yedayim Veraglayim. So that's why the Mishnah would make sense if he the Chachamim. But if he Rabbi Meir, that both are done for the Levisha, so then this Levisha should be no different than any other Levisha of the day of Yom Kippur. This one should also require two times Kiddush Yedayim Veraglayim. So says the Gemara, Amar Lahu Rapapa. Rapapa said back to the Tamidim, to the Rabbanan, that Bein the Rabbanan, Bein the Rabbi Meir, Chana Pshita, the Big Day Kodesh, V'chana Levisha, that it's not true, you understood wrong Pshat, and the Machlekes Rabbanan Rabbi Meir. Both Rabbanan and Rabbi Meir agree that one Kiddush Yedayim Veraglayim is first for taking off the Big Day Kuna, and once for putting on Big Day Kuna. The machlekes the chachamim Rabbi Meir is as follows, because the pasuk says upashat v'rachatz v'lavash. Not that one pasuk says this, but the Torah describes for us being peishet begadim rachatz, which we'll see in the Gemara later. The Gemara darshins that this v'rachatz is actually referring to kiddush adai v'raglayim, and then it says v'lavash. So we have a hekesh between the pshita and the levisha. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Meir savar makesh pshita l'levisha. Rabbi Meir says that we have a hekesh pshita to levisha as follows. Just like when it comes to Levisha, first he gets dressed and only afterwards he does Kiddush Adai V'Raglayim. Af Pshita, so too when it comes to taking off clothing, that is Poishet V'Achar Koch Mekadesh. He first takes off the first set of clothing and then he does Kiddush Adai V'Raglayim. So even Rabbi Meir, who says that he does the first Kiddush Adai V'Raglayim after he takes off the first set of clothing, it's not the Pshat that, because that Kiddush Adai V'Raglayim is really for the Levisha. Really, that one was for the Pshita. Just he has a Hekesh that just like the Levisha, the Kiddush Adai V'Raglayim is done after Levisha, so too when it comes to the Pshita, the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim is done after the Pshita. V'Rabbanan Savri Makesh Pshita L'Levisha. They say that the Hekesh differently. That Ma Levisha K'shu Lavash Mekadesh, just like the Levisha, it's while he's dressed that he does the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Av Pshita K'shu Lavash Mekadesh, so to the Pshita, it's while he's still dressed that he does the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. And then he takes off the clothing. So they both hold that one Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim is for Pshita, and one is for Levisha. One's for taking off Big Day Kuna, and once for putting on Big Day Kuna. They just argue how to darsh in the Hekesh. But being that even Lefir Rabbi Meir, the first Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim is for the Pshita, is for taking off clothing, that's why our Mishnah doesn't have a Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim for taking off, because he wasn't taking off Big Day Kuna. He was taking off his regular Big Day Chol. And therefore our Mishnah could even be like Rabbi Meir. That's what Rav Papa said. So Amrulei, Rabban Rav Papa, the Rabban said back to Rav Papa, Umi Matis Amrin Hachi, can you really learn Pshat the way you're learning? Vatani, but we learned in a Braisa. It says, Parsu Sadin Shabutz, Beinoi Lebein Ha'am. It says regarding this first tefillah that they held up a sheet of linen between the Kohen Gadol and everyone else. Pashat v'yara v'taval olav v'nestabeg haviloi big day zahav v'lavash v'kidesh yada v'raglav. So it says mamish, the exact same thing as our Mishnah. Exact same thing as our Mishnah, that there was one kiddush yadayim v'raglayim after he put on the big day zahav. However, the Braisa then says, Rabbi Meir Aymer, pashat v'kidesh yada v'raglav. It says first he was pashat, then he was kiddush yada v'raglav. It says straight out that even by this tefillah, by the first tefillah, that he was kiddush yada v'raglav right after he took off the big day chol. And then v'yarad v'taval, he goes into the mikvah, all of it is tabig, he dries himself off, heviloi big day zav, he then puts on the big day zav, v'lavash v'kiddush yada v'raglav, and again he does kiddush yada v'raglayim. So you see, lefir b'meir, the taka is supposed to be two kiddush yada v'raglayim by this first tefillah. So it's like they said that this mishnah, our mishnah on laman aleph amibayz, is clearly not like Rabbi Meir. So Rav Papa said itanya tanya, so amar luhu itanya tanya. So the Rav Papa said back to them, I guess I'm wrong. You know, if you have a brisa that says not like me, so then I'm wrong. I thought you could learn pshat Rabbi Meir that one kiddush adayim v'raglayim is for the pshita, one is for the levisha, and he just has a different pshat in when it's supposed to be. But you see clearly from here that no, there's a machlekes chacham in Rabbi Meir gufa about this first tefillah. Does it require one kiddush adayim v'raglayim, or does it require two? According to the chachamim, that normally one kiddush adayim v'raglayim is for pshita, one is for levisha. So here that the pshita was done on big day chol, there's no chi of kiddush adayim v'raglayim. So there's only going to be one kiddush adayim v'raglayim. And according to Rabbi Meir, they're both done for the levisha, and therefore even by this tefillah, there's going to be two kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Says the Gemara Vayter, Bishlam Rabbi Meir, Hanu de Mishkachas Lo Asara Kiddushin. All is good, Lefir Rabbi Meir. That's why we have on Yom Kippur 10. We said, like we had before, that there was 5 times that the Kohen Gadol went to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, and there was 10 times where he had Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. So since it comes out, Lefir Rabbi Meir, that even this first tefillah had 2 Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, so every single tefillah had 2 Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. So that's why it makes sense that there's 10 Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. El Rabbanon, but according to the Rabbanon, that the first tefillah only had 1 kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So then Tisha Havu, and it should come out that there was only 9 kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. And the Mishnah before said that there's 10. So says the Gemara, Amri l'cha rabbanon kiddush basra, that there's 1 kiddush at the end. Ki pashat big day kodesh v'lavish big day chol, at the end of the whole day when he took off his big day kodesh and he put on his big day chol, avilei hasam. According to the chachamim, he did a Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim over there. And that Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim counts towards these 10, even though it wasn't a Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim for the sake of doing any sort of Avodah. That Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim counts towards these 10. When we said that the Kohen Gadol has 10 times where he does Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, this is one of them. As opposed to Fear of Meir, so this one, maybe you could say even the Kohen Gadol, Rashi says that there was no Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim over here. There was no Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim over here, and therefore the Fear of Meir, not going to say now that there was 11, there was only 10. But if you look at Chachamim, there's this 10th one over here. Now we'll conclude with some more Chanukah Torah based on our Amud. So we all know that Me'ikra Din, really every night of Chanukah, you only have a chiyuv to light one candle. Because of Hiddur Mitzvah, so we light according to the amount of nights that we have, that we are into Chanukah. On the first night 1, third night 3, fifth night 5, right, and so on and so forth. But really those ones are just midin hider mitzvah. Really, Me'ikar HaDin, a person only has to light one, the rest of the candles are just for hider mitzvah. So the Levush says in Siman Tav Reish Ayin Aleph Sev Zayin that it's mitzvah ba yaisim ri b'shulchai, and that really a person's supposed to light all of them. You shouldn't light and then give it to someone else to light the rest of the candles. Let's say give it to your wife to light the rest of the candles. A person's supposed to light all the candles himself because mitzvah ba yaisim ri b'shulchai. That's what the Levush writes. However, in the Shaz and Shuvas Marshal and Siman Pehei, so over there he's mashma that no, even the chatchila, a person's allowed to give the rest of the candles to someone else to light. That really a person only has to light the first candle, and then he could give the rest of the candles to someone else to light. So the Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Reish Ayin Aleph Sifka and Yud Aleph, he brings this machlekes between the Levush and the Marashal, and he brings a raya from our Gemara to the Marashal that you're allowed to lechatchila give someone else to light. What's his raya from our Gemara? Because it says that Meirik Achar Al Yadoi, that the Kohen Gadol only did part of the shechita, and then he had someone else finish the job. And he quotes the Gemara in Chulin on Chavtas Siman Aleph that a mitzvah lemarik, that even though the shechita is really technically already completed once the Kohen Gadol shechts raiv of the simanim, there's still a hider mitzvah and finishing the shechita legamrei. So you see that even though there's a hider mitzvah to finish the shechita, the Kohen Gadol was still able to lechatchila allow someone else to do it. So says the Magen Avraham, you see from here that even lechatchila, like the Marshal, a person could light just the first candle and then he could give to someone else to light. It brings a raya from our Mishnah. Now the Elio Rabba over there in Siman Tav Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Zayin, he asked the obvious kasha, that in our Gemara, the Kohen Gadol had to give someone else to finish off the Shechita, because the Kohen Gadol had to do all the different Avodahs, like we spoke out. He had to do Kabbalah Sadam. So how is he going to do Kabbalah Sadam if he does the whole Shechita? The Dam's all going to come out already. So therefore, that's why he only Shechted Raiv Simanim. He gave it to someone else to finish the Shechita, so that he could then go ahead and catch the Dam and to perform Kabbalah Sadam. So how could the Magen Avraham bring a Raya from our Gemara that Lechatchila you're allowed to give the rest of the candles to someone else to light and have someone else complete the Hiddur Mitzvah from our Mishnah? Our Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol have to do that. So the Mishnah Brura brings in Sifkat and Memtes, in Tav Reish Ayin Aleph, Sifkat and Memtes, he points out that from the Gra it's Mashma that the way he understood the Magen Avraham is that Ein Hachanami. The Magen Avraham doesn't mean that Stam, light a candle and then just Lechatchila give it to someone else to light. The Magen Avraham meant if you have somewhere that you're pressing situation where you have to get somewhere, so that's what the Magen Avraham meant. That's what the Magen Avraham meant when he said that you could just light one candle and then give it to someone else to light. And that's what he was bringing a raya from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah also, the Kohen Gadol had to get going, he had to do Kabbalah Sadam, and therefore he was able to give the rest of the Shechita to someone else to finish off. So too, that's what the Magen Avraham meant, when he said that to learn out from here to Neris Chanukah, that if someone has a pressing situation where he has to get out, so he could just light the first candle and then give it to someone else to light. However, I saw Rav Daniel Asher Kleinman in his Truvas Big De Chamudais in Chelik Aleph Siman Pei Zayin. So he points out that it's still shver because Lamaisa, the Eli Rabbis Kasha is still a good Kasha. Our Gemara, it was Tzarech Mitzvah. The Kohen Gadol had the Mitzvah, the Chiyuv, to go ahead and do Kabbalah Sadam. So therefore, he gave it to someone else to finish the Shechita. How could you bring a Raya from here that even for Dvar Rishos, that Stam, you have a pressing situation, you want to go to a Chanukah Masiba, whatever it is. So then, how could you bring a Raya from here that just because you have something pressing that you want to get to that you're allowed to you're allowed to give the candles to someone else to finish lighting. How can you bring a raya from here? Here it was a tzarech mitzvah, and he says, and don't tell me that the gain and the Mishnah Berurah mean the tzarech mitzvah, that that's when you're allowed to give it to someone else to finish lighting, because then even the levush would agree if it's a tzarech mitzvah, even though of course mitzvah ba yoyser mi b'shluchai, but if you have to get somewhere for a chiyuv for a mitzvah, so then even the levush would agree. And the lemaisa and the Mishnah Berurah over there, it's Tzivkan Memtes and the Shaar Tzion on that. So he says with the like levush, he paskins that the Magen Avraham, like the Magen Avraham, like the Gaon, that if you have something pressing to go to, so you could give the candles to someone else to finish lighting, and he says with the like levush, if he means that it's a tzarech mitzvah, so he asks, and even the levush luchayr would agree that it would be mutter to give it to someone else to light. So Ayin Shami has a nice arichus on this shaylud, which comes from our Amud.